So we have one item this evening. It's the minutes of the regular meeting of May 10th, 2016. One correction on page one, second to the last line, comprehensive plan instead of plane. And with that, I entertain a motion to approve as amended, or approve the consent agenda with an amendment.
Just a little typo.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda with amendment.
Okay. Motion been made by Rita, second by Danny. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Emily?
Yes.
Very good. We're moving right along. Reports this evening. First on the list is our finance officer, and Krista, the floor is yours.
Rockfish tax for April was $23,493.50. Sales tax revenue was $53,394.08. There's bank balance, expenditure and revenue guidelines. Anybody have any questions?
Any questions for Krista? Not hearing any. Thank you. Moving right along this evening, administrator report. Andy, the floor is yours.
Okay. Thanks. Good evening. I lost my place. I know we started with annexation, though. I stated in there that on Friday I hadn't heard back from them, but I did get something just a couple days ago. Their comments, it was right at the end of May, their comments on our petition. Like I said earlier today, it was about 12 or 15 things to fix up, and I've already got about half of them done. I'm going to meet with them when I get back later this week and kind of finish up the rest of that stuff, resubmit it, and we'll go from there. But all in all, they said things look pretty good, just a few little clarifications on some of the items. And actually, Mr. Mayor might ask you a couple questions on them just tomorrow, but they're just kind of a couple things here and there that I didn't know that will help clarify that petition. The Borough Assembly approved $100,000 towards completing the float design of the new harbor, or the Big Boat Harbor. So I think we should thank our assembly members for that and get a chance. But with the new fiscal years, I think we'll start on that. I'll work with the borough, and we'll work to finish up those floats and see if we can get that project completed when we find the extra few million dollars to do that. But anyway, the first step is getting the design done. Met with AECOM a couple weeks ago about updating the comp plan, and I think a good goal is, as we're going through the annexation, is to do this, the comp plan and some of our land use maps and our planning and zoning documents, do those sort of together, because we're doing this city boundary expansion. That's going to really, you know, it'll change the community. I think doing that in conjunction with updating the comp plan will be a good thing to do. So later on this summer, when things calm down a bit, I think at the council level, we can look at some of the goals and objectives in that comp plan from 2004. I'll take the first crack at it, kind of scale some things down, and I think that'll be the way to move us forward on that. And lastly, I'm helping the 18 Aleutian groups put together an RFP for a feasibility and a funding study for broadband services to the Aleutians. They asked me to help, and so I'm happy to do that. And hopefully one of these days, while we're still all alive, we'll get fiber optic up to the same point.
You're being quite optimistic.
Yeah, it'll be a legacy at this point. Yeah. And that's it. We just met a few weeks ago, so yeah. That's kind of it for now.
Very good. Thanks. Andy, questions? Not hearing any. We're going to move on. Department of Public Safety, and John, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. Good evening. You'll find our statistical information contained in your report packet there. It's been a good month. We had Sergeant Kies out for training. He came back certified in shotgun and pistol and can now spread that training here local without us having to go out. So while we're continuing program, that's a good thing. And And again, like I mentioned earlier, that cost of about $6,000 to $8,000 was picked up by the Police Standards Council at our request, which was real nice of them. We were busy with end-of-school activities. We did the cleanup with the kids and barbecued and spent quite a bit of time up in school. We continue to do that. Every shift we stop by the community teen center, which is going well, and we'll just continue to do that through the summer. We had Ms. Denise, our admin assistant, out for a part of last month. She's back now. Christine covered for us. That was nice. She did a very good job. We're appreciative there. And I've been working with Andy a little bit on updating the bail schedule. That'll be in front of you at the next meeting for, well, first reading, I believe. So we're anxious to see that and move it ahead. And again, I invite anybody who has any questions about it once they see it, give me a call and I'll happily visit over it. And probably the best note that I have for us is that we did hire someone and we extended an offer. It was accepted. He should be here toward the end of July, coming all the way from Georgia. Like I said earlier, again, we tried to talk him out of it, and we couldn't talk him out of it. And he was well-versed and had done a lot of research on Sandpoint, and he's from a rural community anyway, so we're going to hope for the best. So, and with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Thanks, John. Cheryl?
I have a question. There's a young kid with a light bar on top of his truck, and those are very bright even during the day. Is that legal?
No, and he's been pulled over for that once. So if it's, I think last week, the beginning of last week, he was pulled over. So if that perpetuates, let us know.
Pretty blinding.
That is not a headlight. Yeah. They're pretty neat for off-road, but they're not intended for on-road use. So.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's like having those big KC lights on that you're supposed to have covers on or something.
Yeah, no.
Like on for on roads, just off road use only.
Okay, thanks. Other questions for John? Not hearing any. We will move on. Thank you. Public Works Director, report is in your packet. They've been really busy. Dave is out. He's I think has an appointment today or tomorrow, and all went well. He's zinging back here, so he's chomping at the bit. He said he wants to be here. So anyway, they've been busy. As you can see, the dumpsters have been taking a little hit here at this before fishing, but they've been on that, getting back on. We had Alan brought up a good point, and we've been working on this a little bit, but we will address certain other areas with erosion on the side of some of the pavement. Maybe we can dump a little more D1 and slide it off so we have it covered. That's happening quite a few places. We did it up around the loop up our way, but mm-hmm. we're missing some places here downtown. Even right here, out here, you're starting to see we could use a little bit right along there too. So we'll get on that. And with that, we'll move on to the Harbor Master. That report is also in your packet. I do believe Richard is hauling boats as we speak, so things are really busy in the harbor. It's hopping down there, so he's busy with that. We have a little problem with the Grove. They figured it out. The parts are on order, so we had a little hydraulic issue, and that runs everything on the whole Grove. So they are working on that. That kind of went kaput. So that's about the size of the harbor. With that, we're going to move on to our hearings and ordinance resolutions. The first on the list is Ordinance 2016-01. Amending the ATV Traffic Control Code of Ordinances. This would be our second reading. We did discuss this afternoon, not as much length as we have in the past, but I got the consensus that we were moving forward with the way it is written, which kind of includes at 14, if you go through all the steps, it would be similar to you'd be able to get a pass to ride on the roads until you're 16 and get your license, like if you're driving for a regular driver's license. So in anything below that 14 would be out, no driving. There is a couple safety, there's a safety test, I do believe, and a couple other things that will run through your office. And then once they do all those things, they'd be able to ride. Am I correct? Did I cover that pretty much as it is? Okay. With that, I'd entertain a motion to put it on the floor for the second reading and discussion.
I'll make a motion. You're going
to
do it?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to put Ordinance 1601 on the floor for a second.
Okay, motion's been made by Marita. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. Okay, at this time, any further discussion? I know we talked about it quite a bit, so I'm not going to pick on anybody as I usually do around the counter. So, does anybody want to comment any further on it? not hearing anything more. I think we may have discussed it to death. So, with that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Ordinance 2016-01.
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 1601.
Okay, motion's been made by Marita to adopt. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Alan. With that, any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Shirley?
No.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. With that, we will move on to number two is Ordinance 2016-03. It's our FY17 budget. This will also be a second reading, and I'd entertain a motion to put it on the floor for a second reading. And
I'll make a motion to put Ordinance 1603 on the floor for a second reading.
Motion's been made by Marita. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny. At this point, did you want to hit a few of the highlights? I know we talked about it, and it's pretty straightforward. There was nothing glaringly big differences there. So if you want to comment a bit before we...
Sure. Yeah, I think all in all, the city's actually in pretty good shape, even if we do lose some money in revenue sharing at the state level, which I highly anticipate. I think the department heads, that includes, well, there's just one here tonight, but everyone's doing a good job of holding to their own departments. We pretty much kept the fish and sales tax numbers the same, being conservative, even though I think looks like we're going to exceed those for this fiscal year. We include some gravel sales. If annexation goes through, we can expect a few more dollars to do that. I think on the revenue side, we'll be looking good. As long as we hold close to the budget, don't have any major blowouts and major expenditures we have to put out. I think the health care is saving us. We have quite a few employees opting out, still getting health coverage. That's helped in the personnel department. So all in all, I think things are trending in the right direction. We still may have to do a draw, what I'm expecting, but it's going to be much smaller than in previous years, and can get back to building up savings rather than taking anything out.
Okay, well, very good. Thanks, Andy. Any other discussion on the budget?
I just had a question.
Sure.
On Parks and Rec, that salary, is that for the library or the gym?
That's for the, I think,
both of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions? Not hearing any, I entertain a motion to adopt Ordinance 2016-3.
I make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2016-03.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second
by Marita. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Abel?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving right along this evening, number three is a resolution 1603, and it's authorizing Alaska USA CD account. As you guys know, previously we had opened two. We have a little extra cash in our general fund. We would like to open one more for $200,000. That'll still leave $200,000 in the general. Oh, for almost three? Almost three in Christmas? And yeah.
They're about $500,000 in the general fund last time.
Well, we get some.
Well, I mean the bank account.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the bank account. Yeah, and then we got.
What's in the Wells Fargo bank account? Yeah, it'll be like.
Yeah. So.
Over $200,000.
Yeah. But anyway, we were actually making, well, I can say a lot more money than we were in Amlet. So it's been turning out to be a pretty good thing. As it is with what's going on in the economy, it's just sad. But we're actually making a few coins that way. So, with that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 1603.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 1603.
Motion's been made by Marita to adopt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Abel?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. With that, we will go on to number four. Resolution 16-04 is adopting the FY17 Capital Improvement Project List. Wow, mouthful. Anyway, this afternoon, and it's in your packet, we discussed that, and I think we've got our basis all covered there with about the top six. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this resolution. I think we covered everything so on that on our list.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 1604.
Motion's been made by Cheryl to adopt 1604. Do I have a second?
No second.
Second by Amo. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Nothing under old business this evening. We'll move on to new. Number one is the teen center donation request. We talked about this afternoon. Monies are in the budget for that, and we agreed that we would stick with the same as the prior year at $3,000, if that's okay with the council. And with that, I'd entertain a motion to that effect.
I'll make a motion to donate $3,000 to the teen center.
Okay, motion's been made by Marita, second by Alan. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Amor?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. We will take care of that. Number two is QTT's annual graveyard cleanup. We did discuss this afternoon, and I think it was a consensus to match last year's with four $50 gift certificates.
Yep.
Gift cards. Okay. What are the council's wishes? Is that a motion?
Yeah,
okay.
Make a motion.
Motion's been made by Danny to approve four $50 gift cards. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Amo?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Motion passes. Moving on to number three, FY17 employee rates of pay. We discussed this afternoon at length. What we'd like to do is put this off until Andy has a chance to do a little research into it and bring us back his findings. So we will look at that at a later date, if that's okay with you.
Some community comparisons.
Yes.
Yeah. Other positions in comparable Alaska.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. With that, we're going to move on to number four. It's BDO's FY16 audit proposal. Wow, are we getting buzzed?
I don't know.
I suggest that we go ahead and use BDO for this year's audit proposal. Council's wishes?
Make a motion to stay with BDO. Accept their agreement.
Okay, motion's been made by Shirley to accept. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Danny. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to number five is approval of the Red Cove Dome Quarry Operating Agreement with the Shimmigan Corporation. Shimmigan met last week, and we did approve this. As you know, Brooks and Company drew this up for us. It went by Shimmigan, and so it was all okayed there. We are, what will happen if it's approved tonight by the city, it'll be sent off to Alley Corporation for their blessing. And we were given okay by Shimmigan to sell, so this will just further take care of that with approval tonight. So I would entertain a motion to approve this agreement.
Motion.